We are on Daf Chav Tos Amud Beis. Let us just get into the swing of the sugya. Amar Rove Ikashali or Kashali is around 12 lines from the bottom. Amar Rove Ikashali or Kashali. Lamandi Amar Eina Lishchita Ela Besayf. If you hold Eina Lishchita Ela Besayf, live like Behechshera de Pore. So by Hazoya, he differentiated. There was a psul in the Hazoya. So the first mazim are the nitmo bigdayim, and the second mazim, it's not nitmo bigdayim. So Rava said, let us say also a chilek between the first and the second. Not in a naif and a psul, there was no psul. Bechshere de pore. And there'll be a difference between the first and the second. Kegoy. The shechtua betray gavre. That the pore was geshochten by two people, one after the other. If you hold English chit al lipsay. The gavre kama loy mitma. The first person, let's say each one shechted a simen. So the first person did not become tamei. Because English hit alipsay, the gavre basra mitmo, and the second sheichet, the one who shechted the second simin, so then that's the gemara shchit. English shchit alipsay, so it's called that the shchitas apore. That's when they called the was a shchitas apore, and so it's metame begodo. That was Rav's kasha. Amar Rav Yosef. So Yosef answered him, to speak about such a case is not practical. Why? Because Trei Gavri Bechad Zivcha Kamret. You're saying we have a case that the first one, Begodav Istoyer, the second one, the Begodim Atomei, and it was a case that there were two people that shechted one Zevach. That is not a Shechirtike case. Baminei dahu de tanino tizbach shaloyu shnayim shaychtem zevach echad. That means even though the kri is tizbachu oisai, which according to the kri it would seem that one a korban can be geshochten through two people, that's the kri. But the ksiv is tizbachayu. That a yachad should shecht a korban. So from the ksiv we learned out, tizbach shelo yishnayim shechtim zevach echad. Tizbach hayu shelo yechad shechet shnei zvachim. The Omar Rav Kahane explained this drash, because even though the kri is tizbachu, but tizbachayu ksiv, but the ksiv is that one person should check one baby. So, Bekitzer, so what did Rav Yosef answer Rav's kasha? Rav Yosef answered Rav's kasha to make Bechshere de Pore, to make a case that the first Sheikhet is not Metame Begodov, and the second Sheikhet is Metame Begodov. So he says, such a case is also. Not allowed to do such a thing. It says Tizbachayu. So even though it's kosher b'di'evet, Taisva said, but the Tanna won't speak about Otto Bershi asking. I mean, we're speaking about that the Pore was geshochten properly. It's a milsa de lo yishchicha. That's why the Tanna didn't speak about it. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, and Shodik, Alav itmer alo, Omar Rabba Babachon Rabbi Yechinen, Zu divrei Rabbi Loso, Rabbi Shimon Stimto. This Beraise, that you had learned, Tizbach, Tizbach Hayu Shalayi Shnayim, shechtim zevach echad, that it's not l'chatchila permissible for two people to shecht one korban. This is divrei Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon Stimtoi, the Tana of the Baraisa, or many, many Baraisas, were nistam kevosei aval chachamim oimrim, but the chachamim are chaylik on Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon. And the chachamim hold beis shechtim zevach echot l'chatchila. The chachamim are chaylik on Rabbi Elazar. So your teretz is not a teretz, that's just taine. That's a bias taine to Rav Yosef. What is your teretz? He doesn't want to speak about such a case because it's not shchiach, it's also one is not permitted to do it. So I said, I'm shuldig. It's not true. That's according to Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, but the Chachamim hold you allowed, two people are allowed to shech one coat. Kasha number one. So we're back with the kasha. So why doesn't, if you hold yeshna l'shchita b'tchila v'atzoyf, so it'll come out when you have two people shechting, the first will be toyer and the second will be tomei. Why didn't the Tana mention this? Kasha number one. In kasha number two, Your teretz is he doesn't want to mention this case because it's leishchiach, because it's also that two people should shech. So he says, I'll have a case by one person, and they could also tell us a chilek between before and after. Kegoin the shochat chad gavre b'shnei sudrin. One person shechted the kolben, the paradume. He shechted it with two hats. That means like this, when he started the shechita, he was wearing one hat. And then someone went and took off this hat in the middle of the shechita and put on a second hat. And he was going to the shechita with the second hat. Now, which hat is tomei and which hat is toyer? So if you hold einu l'shechita elu l'psoif, the second hat is tomei and the first hat is toyer. So memele, so this has nothing to do with this bachu. Yes, the kasha, I have a case that's one is tomei and one is toyer. So say, Tana doesn't speak about cases that they didn't shecht properly the behemoth. Because you're chatchila not allowed to shecht two people, one kol. But there's another kasha. You can still be mechalik between by one person shechting, there he shechted with two hats. Bishas, the tchilas hashchita was wearing one hat, and someone went and took it off and put on the second hat. So the second hat is tomei, since it was bigmar shchita. And the first hat is toyer, because ain't l'shchita a little beside. Elo, see, you know what the teretz to this kasha is? Bipsule de pore kamairi bechshere loy kamairi. The Tana that wants to say that it's shayach, that the maschilim are tomei, the mesaimim atoy, with the way he speaks about hazoya, he wants to tell us a chiddush din, that even though the avoida became nifsal beemtze, it does not passel retroactively the beginning of the avoida. That's his chiddush. His chiddush is not he wants to find a chetimtze that there are two people doing an avoida, one is tomei, one is toyer. He's not looking for a chetimtze now. He just wants to tell you the yisod ha-chiddush is that if an avoida became nifsal be'emtza de psulus chal mikano lahabe, so those who were doing this avoida till the psul, it's metamev godov. That is what the Tana wants to tell you. So you're asking Akasha, I have a chetimtze by shchite, with the one sheichet and two hats, and one hat will be toy, one hat will be 100%. Tane bechshere loikomairi. He doesn't, he's not going to say, he's interested in telling you dinim that you have a kosher, a pore, and it's possible that the maschel will be toy and the game will be tome. He's not Isaac in that. All he wants to tell you is that a psul b'emtza avoide is not oike the tchilas avoide. That's what the Tana wants to tell you. Zogt. Liflag lasi the bottom Rashi. Liflag nami haitan de bechshere de por. Afilu bepore shloi nipsulo. Yesh lechalek bein begodim le begodim. So the Gemara asked Omer Rabba Babachone. Rabbi Yechon said, Zu divrei this whole din. Shloi yishnaim sheichnim zevach echo. This is not a dover muskim. Zu divrei rabolosa babishimin stimto. Sheyesh mishne. ובראיסה הרבה שאומר רבי אלעזר ברבי שמעון, הלכה is derived from רבי אלעזר ברבי שמעון, רגילים התנאים לסתרם במשנה בלושן סתם, והי סתומת דתיסבך הוא נמי אומרו, היא קרצה דס הלכה, וגמורי גם אלו רבי יחנה מרבי, רבי יחנה לא נתת מרבי, but he is the tana, he is the מחבר of this הלכה. דהור רבי אלעזר אומרו, But the Chachamim old Beish Echtev is ever Chachot. So my mail went back to the Kasha, if you ordain Lashchit, Elu Lepsoif, or La Rabbonon Liflik, so according to the Rabbonon, say that the first Sheikhet is Toyon, the second Sheikhet is Tome. Vo'oid Rabbeleze Gupe Liflik, Kein Deshochte Chad Gavre, Betrei Sudri, There's one sheichet with two sudrim. Shebe'em se shchite bo chaveiroi, v'notal sudroi meroishoi. He took off the sudra from his head, v'otvoi besudracha. And then we'll also have a napkin, mean that the first sudra is toyer, because ain't the shchite alopsoi, and the second sudra is tomei. Rabbi Yankov being down, that's why Rashi said that someone changed that for him, because Maisa Por is possible by Avoide. If he would change his hat, I would be in Avoide. Behemtza, this is a Malacha, Behemtza Avoide, which is possible. So that's where Rashi says that someone else changed his hat. Yeah, so Mamela, Umidole Mavli, Shema Mino, Tabai Mitmo, the Yashta, the Shaita, we still have a type. So you have a Kashim, Yevakasha Isis Afilo according to Rabbalosa Barab Shimon. Elo Elohim Taretz ke Rabbi Yosef. The Taretz of this Kasha is not what Rabbi Yosef said. Elo Hochi Taretz. This is the Taretz. The Tane Bepore Psule Yitzach Leila Flugi. He's interested in telling us that when a Psul was Chal in the Pore, Ulashmiin and Afagav the Nivsala, even though a Psul was Chal, Miyukaidim Psula, Teiris Porela, but before the Psul was Chal, it had a Teiris Pore. Vasukim Bo Nitmo, Ubechrech Sheir, Stamazai to tell me a din, that by Akosh, that's what the Tane is interested in telling us, and by Shchita, we became Nivsala, Bamsa Shchita, so it's considered like there was no Shchita whatsoever. And by Hazoy, it became Nivsa Bemtz Hazoy. It's considered that the Tchilas Hazoy had a Teres Hazoy, and therefore, the first Mazah is Nitmub Godov. Ubechsheir Elechosh, but by Akosh Repore, the Tane was not interested in going in La Ruye to teach us a Yeshal Shita Mithilavat Saif, Ayaina Elalis Saif, that is not the Kabon of the Tana. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Mosiv Rabidi Barovin. Rabidi Barovin Estakasha. Ube Moyed, we learned that in Chalamoid, the person shechted a Korban Pesach ala chometz. Now, before we get into the sugya, let us just have a few yediyas. Yediyah number one is that the lav of loisishchat al chometz is not only noyig if a person shechts a korban pesach erev pesach, there's a lav of leisishchat al chometz. But if a person will shecht a kosher korban in pesach, not a korban pesach, it's in pesach, Shechta Shlomim, and he possesses chametz, he's also even the lav of Leisishchet al chametz. Shechta Nakasher of Kov. That's Yisoid Aleph. Yisoid Beis, the din is that Moisa Pesach Nasa Shlomim, which means as follows, that if a person was Mafresh HaKobim Pesach, Erev Pesach, then it got lost. It got lost, so it was Mafresh another Kobim Pesach, and he shechted the second Kobim Pesach. He found, so the shechted the second Kobim, that's his Kobim Pesach. Afterwards, he finds the first Kobim Pesach, which there is now no need for this Kobim Pesach, because he shechted the Kobim Pesach, but with the second Kobim Pesach, he was magnish. So the din is Maisa Pesach Nasa Shlomim, that a Kobim that was Hugdish Le Kobim Pesach, and it was Nitoisa, it was left over after Yudalit Venisin, it gets a din of a Shlomim. Maisa Pesach Nasa Shlomim. So these are the two halachas, that number one, that if a person shechs a shlomim in the middle of Chalamoy, then he possesses Pesach, he possesses chametz, so he's even the lab of Leisishchat. Number two, a Maisa Pesach Nasa Shlomim. Now, ubimoyit, if a person, it was Chalamoy, and he shechted this Maisa Pesach. Let's go to the scenario which we just mentioned, that he was mafrish this for Kobim Pesach, got lost, was makriv a second one, he found it later. Now he took in Chalamoid, he took this Kobim Pesach, and he shechted it, and he had chametz. Now the shailas is he over on the love of Leif Sishchat al Chometz Dam Zifri. And this is dependent if this is a kosher Kobin or a posel Kobin, and we'll find out in a minute how do we determine this. Ubimoy, he shechted this Moisel Pesach and Chalamoy. Lishmoy, if he shechted it Lishem Kobin Pesach, so that means he shechted a Kobin Pesach Shaleib is Manoy is posel. If you shechted l'shem Pesach, shalei bizmanai, not erev Pesach, it's a posel l'kobim. Kobim Pesach has to be geshochten erev Pesach. It was geshochten shalei bizmanai, it's posel. So if he found this Kobim Pesach, and now he wants to shechted l'shem Pesach in Chalamoy, so it's a posel l'kobim, so there's no lav of Leisishchat al-Chometz Dam Zifri. The lav of Leisishchat was only said if you shecht a kosher l'kobim. This is a posel l'kobim. Sheloi l'shmoi, but what if he didn't shecht it l'shem Pesach, he shechted it l'shem Shlomim. He shechted it l'shem Shlomim. He shechted it l'shem Shlomim. So it is a Shlomim. Maisa Pesach Nasa Shlomim. So it is a Shlomim. If it is a Shlomim, so Mamel Sakosher Kobin, he shechted this in Pesach and he possessed Chometz, so he's over on the lab of Leisishchat. That's Pshat Val in the first line of this Parais or Mishnah. Ubemoy Lishmoy Potter, he shechted the Kobin Pesach, the Maisa Pesach Lishem Pesach, Potter is potter on the lab of Leisishchat. Sheloi lishmoi chayev. But if he shechted it not l'shem Pesach, he shechted it l'shem Shlomim. So then it has a Teire Shlomim. It has a Teire Shlomim, so it's a kosher korban. And he's chayev on the lab of Leisishchat. Vavinim bo. So when we learn this halacha, we have to kasha. Taima the sheloi lishmoi. It would seem, when is he chayiv, if he shechted this Maisa Pesach l'shem shlomim? Taima the sheloi lishmoi. Hostame, but what if he wouldn't have thought anything? He hears this Maisa Pesach and he shechted stame. Potter. So, va'amai, so we asked Akasha, va'amai potter, why is he potter if he shechted it stomach? Pesach b'sha yemois ashone shlomimu. Afilu he shechted it l'shem, if he shechted it stome, the Gemara understood shalei l'shmai means he shechted it l'shem shlome. L'shmai means stome. And stome it is a korban Pesach. And in the mail of Yeshecht, a korban Pesach shlomo is man, it's a posel a korban, so he's not even the lab of l'shisha. So the Gemara says, Ramai Potter, Pesach b'shaya mois ashone shlomimu. That means mois of Pesach is automatically a shlomim. So why is it that even if he shechted it stoma, so why is it apostle of Kolbim? It is a shlomim that was geshachten stome, means it's geshachten l'shem shlomim. Stome is l'shem what it is. So he should be chayv on the lav of l'sishchat when he shechted it stome. And in here it says he's only chayv on the lav of l'sishchat if he shechted it l'shem shlomim. If he didn't shechted l'shem shlomim, he shechted it stome. It has a Teiras Pesach, and it's a Pesach Lekom, because it's a Pesach Shalei Bismanach. So we asked, Shema Mino, Pesach B'Shah Yemois HaShoneh Boi Akire? That means that thing that Moisa Pesach Nasa Shlomim, you have to Shechted L'Shem Shlomim, then it becomes a Shlomim, and if you don't think L'Shem Shlomim, it's not a Shlomim. The klal is Moshe Pesach is a shlomim. So you have to think l'shem shlomim. We'll see in Rashi that this Abbasin is a machlekes and Masech and Pesachim. If Moshe Pesach b'shaye Moshe Shani, do you need an akira or don't you need an akira? But the Gemara asked to hear what's in Yisich and need an akira. And without an akira, it has a Teiras Pesach and it's a Pesach shleib is money, which is possible. ואומר רב חייה בגמדה נזריקו מפי חבורה ואומרו everyone was masking. No, that what it is mevur here, that if he shechted it stome, it is a teires Pesach שלוי בזמנוי, not because you need an akire Pesach בשעה ימייס השונה, you need an akire to make it a shlomi. No, automatically it's a shlomi. Ay, say bezoi, so why when he shechted it stome, it has a teures Pesach? Amu hoche b'mayaskinen k'goin shoyim baylem t'meyim meisim. Here we're speaking about that the baylem were t'meyim meisim. The reason it was not nikra erev Pesach is not because it got lost and there were mak of another one. It's talking about a different story over here. We're talking about Reuben was Mafrish a Korban Pesach. This will be my Korban Pesach. All of a sudden, Erev Pesach, Hamais is sudden, he becomes a Tommy Mace. Finish. Achmon on his lungs. He's a Tommy Mace. So now he can't be Makrav the Korban Pesach because he's a Tommy Mace. It's not Bobetumet. So Memele, so this Korban Pesach, what is he going to do with it? He's going to bring it for Pesach. Shani. So Lemaisa, this Korban is oimer to be a Pesach. This is not a normal Maisa Pesach. A normal Maisa Pesach is that the Bailim was makriv his Korban Pesach. This one got lost, and later, later they found it. So now, what do you do with it? So there, it's oimer to be a Shlomim. If it's oimer to be a Shlomim, you'll shecht it stom, it's also, it's geshecht and l'shem Shlomim. Here it says he is shechted its stomach, it's called a pesa, a korban posel. And that's why not chayv on the lav of leisishchat al chometz. So Rab Chiya bar Gamda said, because he was speaking about a different case. We're speaking about a case that a person became tome. And that is why a person became tome. And that is why he was unable to be makiv the korban pesach. But then lemaise, so it's oimit to be nishchat l'shem Pesach in Pesach Sheni. So now when he shechts it's stomme, gishochten l'shem Pesach. But he shechted it now, shalei bizmani, in the middle of Chol HaMoed. So this is a korban posel. A Pesach shalei bizmani is a korban posel. And that is why if he had chometz, he's pot on the lav of leisishchad, because the lav of leisishchad is tafke, if he was makev a korban kosher on chometz, yoheva leisishchad, and here speaking about that's a korban posel. Let's see again the Lashon HaGemara, and then we'll see Rashi. V'omer Rav Chiya Bagamda, Nizraka Mipi Chabura, V'omru Hochev Ma'eskinen, Ken Shehoyu Bailim Tmei Meisim. The Bailim were Tmei Meisim, the Nitchin LePesach Sheini. That they were Nitchin LePesach Sheini. The Stomim, this Korban Pesach, Lishmoikoi. This Korban Pesach is oimed to be nikrav l'shem Pesach. V'hayu de boy akire. And that's why it says, if he shechted it shaloi l'shmoi, so then he made it for a shlomen. Ha'acher loy boy akire. But stamazay amayse Pesach doesn't need an akire. Since it's oimed to be nikrav ha'shlomim, so automatically when you shechted stomim, it's a shchita of a shlomim. Now, let us see Rashi, and Rashi explains this halach. Ela. Now, ubemoyed lishmoy potter. Zuk Rashi. Bishoychet ha-pesach ala chometzkoi bepeirek tomid nishchat. We're speaking about a person shechted a korban pesach ala chometz. Umabinen hosom lishar zvochim. Leisishchat al chometz tam zivchi is not only a lav on a korban pesach. Leshar zvochim sheshochton bepesach al chometz sheloike aleihem mishum leisishchat al chometz. Bekomar Rab Shimon sheshochet pesach besoich hamoy. The person will shecht a korban pesach besoich hamoy. Kigoy. Sha'ovad barbosa, he lost his korban pesach. Vehikrivacha tachta. Venimtza horishain bemoid. And now, in Chol HaMoed, he found the first korban pesach. Veshachatoi lishmoi ala chometz. Shachta lishmoi means it was geshachtel lishem korban pesach. Potter. So then he's potter from the lav of leisishchat. Dozevach posalu. This is Apostle Lekobim, Zoloi Chozi, Shaloi Bizmane Lishmoi. A Kobim Pesach Shaloi Bizmane is not Roi Lahakriv Lishem Pesach. Shaloi Lishmoi, the Shachtoi Lishem Shlomim, Chayev, then is Chayev. The Pesach Laachas Manoi, Korev Shlomim. A Pesach Laachas Manoi is Korev Shlomim. Vizeshen nishchat l'shlomim, this moisa pesach that was geshachtel l'shem shlomim, zevach kosheru. This is a kosher record. Now, umi diktoni sheloi lishmoi chayev. Now it says, now let's go backwards. He said sheloi lishmoi chayev. So sheloi lishmoi, when is he chayv? If he shechted befeirish sheloi lishmoi, which means he shechted l'shem shlomim. Then you're chayv, because then it's a shlomim, and then it's a kosher korban, and it was nishkat ala chometz. Michlal bereishe, so it says you have to shecht sheloi lishmoi. You need a kavone mefureshes l'shem shlomim, then it becomes a shlom. Michlal bereishe diktoni lishmoi potter, was geshochten lishmoi, so it doesn't mean that he shechted befeirish l'shem pesach, because you see, it only becomes a shlomim if you shecht l'shem shlomim. So then stome, heine de shechte stome, he shechted it stome. Ustome kori lishmoi. And since it was hifrish oise l'shem pesach to begin with, so as the shecht, this korban stome is l'shem pesach. Ve'i lishmoi davke kama, if you'll say lishmoi me, that he was mechaven l'shem Pesach, ha'stameh, but if he didn't think anything, it's a shlomim, it's chayiv, kashe seifet, le'mechayiv le'ele b'shaloi lishmoi behedye. The Sefer says he's only chayiv if he thought beferish shaloi lishmoi. So al koponim, we have over here, shaloi lishmoi becomes a shlomim, and yechayiv and le'sisha. Lishmoi is a Pesach, and it's posel, and yepotar le'sisha. And Rashi just said the cheshbon, shaloi lishmoi is davke, it means it was a kabonim beferishes l'shem shlomim. And lishmoi means, stom is lishmoi because it is a korban Pesach. Vigarsina, so now the Gemara of Avinimbo, v'yesta kashe, taime de shaloi lishmoi, when does it become a shlomim? When he thought peperish l'shem shlomim. Ha stome, but if he didn't think anything, potter. V'avinimbo bistome amai potter. If he didn't think anything, why is he potter? Hostome shlomimu. Astam moisel Pesach automatically is a shlomim. The naklam is vachta Pesach l'ashem alikecha tzayinu boko. The moisel Pesach korev shlomim bipsochem. The noches bizvochem perkame. That it becomes a shlomim like boker. So you don't need a beferisha akira l'shem shlomim. And here it says, you do need a beferish akira l'shem shlomim, and if you shech that it's tam, it's a korban Pesach, and it's a Pesach shlomim, it's money is possible. Shma milo. So we ask the kasha, with the kori lei zevach posel, since stome is called a zevach posel, the Pesach b'shay yemois hashoni boi l'me'eke Hashem Pesach minei. So it is, we can derive from this that calls that a Pesach shay yemois hashoni is not an automatically a shlomim. You have to be oikel b'shem Pesach minei, and calls me not oikel b'shem Pesach minei. It has Hashem Pesach and you shech that it's tome, so it's called a Pesach shloilut b'zmanei. This is not a poshet ezach, this is a machlikis. If it is like this. In here we have enough in our locher. That stome is l'shem Pesach, and that's why he's potter from l'sishchat, because it's a Pesach shloi bizman. Ba'oma Rabchiye Bagamde, so Rabchiye Bagamde said, it's no raya. Nizrika chuvizu sh'ani meshev. This teret that I'm going to tell you, it's not my teret. Pipi Chabure. The whole Chabure said this, that you can't bring any raya from this halacha. Ba'omru, and they said, la'oilom la'iboyakire. Amoysel Pesach. In a case where the korban Pesach was lost, and he was makriv a different korban Pesach, and later he found that this is a shlomim automatically. Not if they think I'm shechting it l'shem shlomim. Loi lom, loi boi yakire. Ay, v'hai de mashme de boi yakire. Ay, here we see you do need an akire. Ki goin show you bailim b'Pesach ishim t'mei meisim. The reason they weren't makriv this korban Pesach is because they became tmei meisim. U Pesach ze loy nitche machmas ibud ala machmas bailum she nitchu machmas tum la Pesach sheini. The reason they weren't makriv this korban Pesach is not because it was lost and they were makriv a different one. They weren't makriv this korban Pesach because the bailum became tomei. V'ahai Pesach hozi likore v'ir. And this korban Pesach, that he was mafresh erev Pesach, it's going to be used for korban Pesach. V'ir. My Pesach says he uses for korban Pesach. Hilkach boi yakire. That is chat over here. If a person has this shepsel, And he shechs it stomme, so it's a Korban Pesach. Because it's oimet, he was makdish it for Korban Pesach. He's going to use it for Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheini. So stomme, a shchite stomme, on such a shepsel, is a shchite l'shein Pesach. Now, if you shecht it in chalamoit, so it's a Pesach shalom bismano, impossible. And therefore, he's not oiva on the love of Leishishchem. Fine. Now we're going to see, now we just found that pshat, but what it's speaking about over here. But now we'll see what Shaykhis adheres to our sugya. Fine. Yamrit bishloime. Now the Gemara is going to ask Amir de Kekashe. So what are we speaking about? We're speaking about a person was mafresh a korban pesach, erev pesach. He became tomei, erev pesach. So memele, so it's aimed to be nikre about korban pesach, pesach shei. Now, this person went, and in chalamoid pesach, stomme, he shechted it. He shechted it. Now, frag the Gemara. I amrit bishloime. Yesh no lishchite mitrila vatsoif. If you say yesh no lishchite mitrila vatsoif. Now, mitrila sashchite, this is a korban pesach. It's aimed to be a korban pesach, and he shechted it stomme, so yesh no lishchite mitrila vatsoif, so the trilas hashchite is hashchite l'shein pesach, stomme l'shmoikoi, it's a pesach, so it's a kishach l'shein pesach. So memele, so as soon as he shechted it, it became a korban posel, so it's nishchat l'shein pesach. A Pesach Shaloi Bismana is a Korban Pesach. So then we understand this halacha gewaldig. So a male, it's a Pesach, a Korban, it's not a Shlomim, it's a Pesach, a Pesach. And so he's not even the love of Leishishchat. The love of Leishishchat is not because it was a kosher shrite. Elo Yamrit. Eino Leishchita Elo Besoif. But if you say Eino Leishchita Elo Besoif, even the shachat b'apute, so the shchite, the nishchat, the shame, whatever it is that is nigmar b'shas nigmar shchite, ein the shchite ala b'soif. Even the shachat b'apute, now he shechted this korban a little bit. He didn't. It's not shechted yet. He just started shechting it. Now, when he just started shechting it, you can't say it's a shchita l'shem Pesach, because it's no shchita yet. Ain't no shchita el lipsoif. Fine. But before he goes further, let's make a question there. He started shechting this behemoth already. Will this be used for a korban Pesach? An eel? It's not enough. He can use it for korban Pesach. It's geschachten already. It's won't be used anymore for korban pesach. What is it oimet for now to be used? So it's oimet, it won't be used for korban pesach, so it's oimet to be a shlomim. Pakel, if it's not oimet to be used for korban pesach, and now when he started shechting it, I'm telling you, it's not oimet to be, it won't be used here. So if it won't be used here, this is a Moisa Pesach, that stom is a shlomen. Stom is a shlomen. That's what we said, don't need in the kira to make it a shlomen. Stom is a shlomen. So Lemaisa, now, this is a shlomen. And he's shechting it. That means after the trilis ha-shrita, which doesn't have a Torah shrita, but now I know clearly that it will not be used for korban Pesach. So now it's oimit to be a shlomim, so if you say that the Moshe Pesach does not need an akira, so memele this shchita stomis is now the same shlomim. So if it's now l'shem shlomim, if he had chometz, so he should be oivan the lav of leis ishchat. It's a kosher korban. He should be oivan the lav of leis ishchat. That is the Gemara's kasha. Early yam, but English shchita lo b'soif. Kiven de shochet bei pulte itchalei mi pesach. The minute he shechted a little bit, so I know it won't be used anymore for Pesach Sheni. So, idach kika shochet, and he's shechting stomet. Idach kika shochet, shlomim ka shochet. He's shechting a shlomim, and a kosher a shlomim. So why does it say that he's part of the lav of Leis Ishchat? He should be chayim in the lav of Leis Ishchat. Since it's a kosher a kol. Let us see Rashi. I amret v'shloimi yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atsoif. If the lay v'tchila shchita, the stomach have a pesach. The tchila shchita nami poslo. The tchila shchita can also pass. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila s'vatsoif. So it's ready a shchita l'shem pesach. A pesach shloi b'zmane. So it's a poslo l'kob. Eli amret lay poslo ad gmar shchita. When is it called a shchita by the Gemar? Ho Gemar shchita la Pesach avoy. By the Gemar shchita, it's not a Pesach. The kivin the shochet by pulte v'lo yichsi l'shuye la Pesach sheini. He shechted a little bit. Now he will not be able to hold it for a Pesach sheini. Is it chilei mi Pesach? So now it's not going to be a common Pesach anymore. V'kivin de loy chosi lepesach. Ha'amrit, you said, if it's not chosi lepesach, you don't need an akire. The lishlomim koi, it's oimit to be a shlomim. So, yeshech amoyser pesach stome, you told me, it's stome is a shlomim. You don't need an akire to make it a shlomim. Ugmar shchita didei lishlomimu. Upeputa kame, when he, the haskholas ashrite, that then it was oime to be a pesach, lo yifso mishum shrite as pesach shlai bizmana, the ain ol ishrite ele le b'saif. So that is the Gemara's kasha, like the Gemara, if you hold, ain ol ishrite ele le b'saif, so it comes out, that afilu he shechted stome, a kovman pesach that nitmu bailov, it should be a shlomim, because the ascholas hashrita, it's not oimid anymore to be used for pesach sheini, so now it's oimid to be used for shlomim. So lemaisa by the gemar shchit, it's geshachna for shlomim, and if he has chometz, he should be oimid the lav of le sishchat al chometz. That is the Gemara's kasha. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye told him, Nehei de itchilei mi Pesach, midmei Pesach, mi itchi. When he started shechting this kolb, so the tchilus hashchita was l'shem Pesach. It's a Pesach. It's aimed to be a Pesach. Ein l'shchita ela l'psoi. So it's not. So it's not called a Pesach shloi bizmanoi. But let's go further. So now he's shechting further. So you said automatically it should be a shlomim. So I'll tell you automatically it's not a shlomim. You know why automatically it's not a shlomim? Because this Pesach is oimid to be nifte, and the domim will be used to purchase a korban Pesach. It was hufrish for a korban Pesach, which will use Pesach sheni. Now he came to the Beis HaMikdash, he started shechting it, and then he said, Shemu Shemayim. Why did I bring it now to the Beis HaMikdash? I have to wait till Pesach Sheni.